some of the world's most powerful nations have failed to reach an agreement on a plan that would have granted new protections for a vast section of the Southern Ocean off Antarctica. Now, it comes after a week-long meeting in Hobart, but late last night, the proposal to establish an East Antarctic Marine Protection Area was knocked back. Australia and the European Union were among those who tried to win backing from Russia and China, as Louise Creeley reports.
25 nations plus the European Union attended this week's meeting. When it finally ended late last night, they had little to show for it, and conservationists were not impressed.
It really just feels like we're wasting a lot of people's time.
Claire Christian is Executive Director of the Antarctic and Southern Ocean Coalition.
It's really disappointing that people have worked so hard on these proposals year after year to put together the science, to refine them, to make them more acceptable. And year after year, we come back and we don't have a serious discussion that leads to their adoption.
At this meeting of the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, or CAMLR, several issues were discussed, including the proposed East Antarctic Marine Protection Area. Under the proposal, which was co-sponsored by Australia and the EU, 1 million square kilometres of the Antarctic Ocean would have been turned into a sanctuary. Conservationists say it would protect biodiversity in the area, which would have a flow-on effect elsewhere. China and Russia refused to back the proposal, and not for the first time, and there was dismay that the meeting failed to reach any agreement regarding climate change.
The science has really settled. The EU and Australia have been working on this for a number of years. They've addressed all of the concerns. And so at this point, it's really unclear, actually, on what is holding it up, except a general opposition to any kind of marine protected area.
Claire Christian says the lack of progress this week shows the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources is in desperate need of change.
Well, I think CAMLR just needs to have a massive resolution in the way it's conducted. You know, it doesn't seem like the system is working particularly well. There doesn't appear to be a lot of trust and a lot of cooperation.
Dr. David Agnew is the Executive Secretary of CAMLR.
There has never been an easy negotiation in CAMLR. It's very complicated. I would say that in the areas where there are marine protected areas being proposed, there is already very tight area-based management regulations in place.
Tim Stevens is a professor of international law at the University of Sydney Law School. He says it is deeply disappointing that the decade-long work of Australia and the EU to get the area protected has not yet paid off, but says our government is being extremely supportive.
So a lot of work has been put into this over a long period of time, and it was really pleasing to see the Morrison government support this. Minister Lee was a very strong supporter of this latest push for this park and, you know, expended a lot of diplomatic effort, I think, in trying to make it happen. So one really asks, you know, what more can possibly be done to overcome the objections of what are, in essence, only one or two countries are opposed to this.
Tim Stevens is a professor of international law at the University of Sydney. That report from Louise Creeley.